Hello everyone, it's Will. Good morning here from the UK on the 19th of September 2014. I'm here today to do a brief overview of the basics I've seen so far of iOS 8. Firstly, the install went really well. Our Wi-Fi is a bit slow at the moment, but it went quite well. And I've got it up and running. I do notice a bit of a lag issue when flicking or browsing on my 5S. Not too sure why. One thing I have noticed with, firstly, the Alex voice is there. You can download him and install it. You go to general accessibility and speech, and in there you can select for which region you want the voice. So obviously it's only US American, so when you click him that, you can select Alex or the high quality voice for American, because for some reason Samantha went for me on the download of iOS 8. So when it installed, the Samantha voice went. So you might have to re-download her or whichever voice you want, say if African or whatever, or Daniel for British. One issue I have noticed is, from my point of view, the Braille. I still like M-Braille, and to be honest, I'm not going to use the Braille I don't think built into iOS. The swipe right gesture for flicking is just so exaggerated, it's untrue. You have to really force your finger down to the right to do a space. I think that's just stupid. With M-Braille, it's a gentle flick, you know, to the right. This is a test, you know, just works. Also, M-Braille clicks as you type. So you know you're entering text. The iPhone doesn't with their implementation from Apple. That's just my implementation of it, my thoughts. And also, you can choose US, UK or UEB Braille from the voiceover Braille settings. So that's good. Haven't really looked at much else other than when I've got text messages now on my lock screen, I can press my home button, read message from my wife, flick down and hit delete or reply. That's really good. You can enter your message. The one thing I do love is the keyboard. The predictive text keyboard is amazing. When you're typing on the standard keyboard, so you might go H-E-L-L-O, H-E might give you just above the keyboard suggestions, help, hello, hell, whatever. It's brilliant. So you can just tap what you want. When it gets used to how you send text to your co-workers and your boss, etc., and then your friends by text message, it will adjust its style of recommendation. So I have to say that predictive text to me is a winner. Haven't looked at direct touch typing for voiceover yet. I think overall it's a great little operating system update, really. Well, big, I suppose. I do like it. As I said, there are just few glitches that just irritate me, so I'm glad M-Braille still works. I know people will say, but you're still going back to iOS 7 roots, but at the end of the day, I don't like their implementation of Braille. To be honest, it's not as intuitive as M-Braille. It's not as responsive either. I mean, M-Braille, I can hammer out, you know, reams of text within a matter of minutes, and the Apple system just seems to take forever. Other than that, it all seems okay, and I'll come back with more thoughts soon.